WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are into June. We're going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. It's my final Betty Boop scratch-offs. Come on out to Luna Del Sea this week. Got some great guests joining us. Ivan Bates is going to be stopping by. My dear friend Tony Asadi. All of it, of course, also brought to you by our newest sponsors at Window Nation, where you buy two and you get two free. And our oldest friends around, our friends at Goodwill. I'm wearing the shirt here. I think John thought I was going to gain a few pounds here. I'm going to get that down into the meat. I'm between the medium and the large right now, but I'll get the shirt. But I have the right truck, and we've got a whole closet full of stuff that we've now cleaned, and now we have a table. My wife has informed me, see the table over there? That's the Goodwill table. I'm like, I thought we had a Goodwill closet. She said, it's full. I said, I better get John back on the program. Jonathan Baylog joins us now, as he does, and Lisa joins us from Goodwill, talking about all sorts of jobs, programs, cool things going on. But more than that, John, we have fun around here. We have crab cakes and we do stuff. But the networking and the relationship part of COVID sort of breaking things up. I actually went to a grand opening at Owings Mills last week, seeing real people. And I think one of the things we talked about in our partnership was, we know so many people, and Goodwill touches so many organizations in the community. And I know today we're going to welcome in an old friend of mine, because we've had Junior Achievement on here before. But it's a tangled web we weave, Smalltimore, right? And how we all know each other.
Absolutely. Yeah.
John, tell me a little bit about Junior Achievement. I got Mandy Snyder on the line. I'll introduce everybody in. And the relationships and how you guys know each other and how Goodwill sort of puts people together. This is a pretty fundamental thing of what you do.
Yeah, I think so. You know, you talk about networking and you get to meet a lot of fun and interesting people. And I met Mandy, like I was saying, probably 10 or 15 years ago. And I didn't know much about Junior Achievement, and I've learned a lot over the years. And she and I have some, I think, similar, not struggles, but similar goals. And we're trying to meet a lot of people in the community and really make them aware of what we do and why we do it. And Junior Achievement is always doing great stuff. So I thought she'd be a great guest to have on and learn a little more about what they do and her role with the organization.
So I'll do full serve here, Mandy. First off, welcome. How are you today? Everything good?
Everything's good.
Well, when I think of Junior Achievement, I've had your organization on, but my favorite was the Kenny Loggins show. And Kenny Loggins still shows up on my timeline. And now that I've said his name out loud, I'm sure I'm all right. Or, some old album will pop up from Loggins and Messina. But that was one of the entrees. And I did a lot prior to that. My dear friend Billy Yerman was involved as well in promoting Junior Achievement. But you've got a little bit away from that. You're doing different things right now. Because I was saying, when's the next big concert? And you're like, no, we're doing other things. And I want to give you a little oxygen here and a little time to bring us up to speed. Because, boy, COVID's changed a lot. And I'm sure for your organization's no different than anyone else.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, Ness. The concerts were one of our bigger fundraisers we did a couple years ago. But what we're really excited about right now is that we broke ground in December 2019 on a new youth workforce and innovation center right off of Caton Avenue, which is 30,000 square feet, really coming with our two capstone programs, talking with students about what they can really do and how they can make that connection between the classroom and the real world, getting them college and career ready. So we have two simulated towns in our new facility with different storefronts local to Baltimore, and how we're really able to kind of showcase this opportunity for these students to understand their trajectory and what opportunities are possible for them, using volunteers and really helping them understand what they can do and what their next steps might be. So that's really been for us. Again, that happened right before COVID. Now we're getting ready for a big grand opening. You mentioned one in Owings Mills, big grand opening in the fall, to really have this bridge between the education and the business world becoming this community center.
Yeah, the first thing you said was December 2019. I'm thinking, Oh, we all had plans back then. We were all going to do big things.
Pivoting. We all pivoted, right?
Yeah. So you made this commitment at this point. And then, run me through where you were 28, 29, 30 months ago when you're trying to build something and timelines got moved in a lot of cases for a lot of people.
Timelines got moved. This idea was really started about 6 years ago. And the biggest part for us was getting the funding and the building to be able to do this. 30,000 square feet with a systemic partnership with Baltimore City, looking for buses, 6 to 8 buses a day, 40 cars for parking, not easy to find. And it was several million dollars to get that to go. So by December, we were all set, had all of those pieces. And then the world shut down. And it was really for us, the harder part was getting the schools to be able to really leave the school, be in person, delays on construction, a lot of things where I really had to get creative. And for us, I think it gave us some more time to make sure when we're doing this grand opening, about 2 years delay than what we originally anticipated, we're doing it right with the right partners on board, the right support system. And we actually have today our fifth pilot of students in the facility. First time ever was 2 weeks ago. And now they're just so, so excited to be able to be here. We had one of our Wells Fargo CEOs, a fifth grade student, say, this is the best day of school it's ever been. So to be able to see that really makes that hard work pay off.
Jonathan Balog is here from Goodwill and Mandy Snyder from Junior Achievement, bringing good organizations together as we do here on Baltimore Positive. Talk about things. Just a full start, Mandy, if I know nothing about Junior Achievement other than it's young people who achieve, right? I mean, just based on what it says, right? Background on the organization, who it benefits. Is this for scholarly students in general? Because I did a program, and John, I know you know Ed Mullen. We talked about STEM and about science, technology, you know, on and on, and kids competing and finding another avenue that's not sports, but through, I would think, organizations like yours that sort of step up and say, these are the leaders of tomorrow, right? And that's what I think of when I think of Junior Achievement, and correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, for sure. So we work with over 30,000 students in Central Maryland alone in our K-12 programming. So we work with every age.
You say K, so this is literally 5, 6, 7 years old. Okay.
Yep. So understanding those basic concepts, how a community works, earning, saving, spending, different budget categories. You buy a house, how does that affect your utilities and your homeowner's insurance? Talking about 21st century skills, communication, collaboration, showing up to work on time. Understanding those different pathways of opportunities, because when you go into a classroom, doesn't matter the age or demographic, and you ask a kid what they want to be, you're going to hear a lot of the same things. Athlete, actress, veterinarian, teacher. It's all line of sight.
Sports radio show host.
Exactly. It's all line of sight, but talking to them about those different opportunities and what that might look like can change their whole trajectory. So we're systemic with Baltimore City schools. We work with public schools, private schools, at-home schools, after-school programs. Each student can learn something different because it's really learning about life skills and how we can meet the students where they are.
All right, John, this is when I ask, I'm going to do a book one day called First Look. So you get to know Junior Achievement. Was it like me when Kenny Loggins was going to come in and shake, or no? Did you know about it before then, John?
I actually saw Kenny Loggins as well. I was invited. So I had a good time reliving my youth from the 80s, I guess. But
did you get footloose? They let you dance in there in the aisles? Yeah.
You don't want me dancing, but my feet were tapping a little bit. But
they had a whole town back in the day where they didn't let people. I haven't seen the movie, but my wife told me about it.
I heard about that too. But now I probably didn't know as much. And like I said, Mandy and I met a while back, and I was able to participate in one of her programs as well. So got to learn a lot more. And it's a great organization. And I think of, you know, Goodwill, we deal with people a little bit older, you know, 21 plus typically is our range. So Junior Achievement is taking the younger crowd as well. So I think there's a lot of important lessons in the nonprofit community that we all have our place and we can all work together and really try to help the whole person and help the whole community.
Mandy, you started talking about what Junior Achievement does. I can't get away from thinking it's report card and scholarly in that way. But I think more that the things you're talking about are more life skills, right? Like things that would not be taught in a classroom to some degree. I do remember being in school, we had to learn about the post office and mailing things, and elections and things like that, but more like handling money and more adult kind of skills that once you get to be 15, 16, 17, we learn piggy banks, but I don't know that we learn beyond that. And I'm getting that would be the jumping off part of what you're trying to teach even the youngest people is social responsibility. Does that sound right?
Yeah, learning how to really understand those basic concepts, managing a budget, what careers are out there, the basic skills around financial literacy. I think all of us, when we went to college or whenever we turned 18, how many friends did we have overdrafting in a credit card because they took 10 out to get a free t-shirt? So understanding those life skills ahead of time.
You knew my friends. I thought that only happened at Dundalk. I didn't think that happened everywhere, you know.
Yes, yes.
So for you guys this year, you talk about schools, both of you. We talk about Excel with Goodwill as well. There's just such a movement here, I think, on the back end of COVID, and both of you started before this, just that education, and it all begins with knowing more and wanting to know more and making it accessible for people to know more. And John, I know that's a big part. When you say you do it for adults and Junior Achievement – gets them there. Hopefully at Junior Achievement, we get people into college and into a different trajectory. Absolutely. When they're at that age, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I guess ideally in a perfect world, they would put us out of business, but just kidding. We'd have to change
our mission, Jonathan.
Yeah, I know. So just, I think it's so important. You know, I have a 16-year-old daughter, and I told her the other, I don't give very good advice, but I told her, don't get credit cards, don't get into debt, and start investing early. So I think those are important and valuable life lessons that not a lot of us are told.
Manny, how can people get involved? I mean, above and beyond, I keep kidding you about the Kenny Loggins thing, but that's obviously come on to say, hey, come on out, be a part of it, learn more while you're here, reach and touch our success stories and those sorts of things. People want to reach and touch. I know you guys are doing things all the time. What's sort of the best avenue besides writing a check, but maybe to just learn more out on the website, right?
Yeah, definitely on the website. We have one of our huge things with this new facility is we're going to need 4,000 volunteers next school year. So volunteering is going to be huge for us. We have some other great events coming up, a women's
event.
What
does being a volunteer mean? It's 4,000 people. What am I volunteering for?
So we have a different variety of volunteer opportunities. Some of them at our new facility are really about an 8:30 to 2:00 time period. We are right next to Guinness Brewery. So after that, you can have your happy hour.
Hello. All right. I'm getting thirsty on that side of town.
But it's a really straightforward way. We have anywhere from high school students to CEOs, everyone in between that comes out and volunteers for the day. You're helping the students and guiding them through their process. It's their first day on their job. They're a little stressed. Our volunteers help them throughout that. 1 in 5 JA students follows the career path of their volunteer. So it really is a meaningful opportunity for them, especially for those students that don't have that support system at home.
Is this Zoomy, or are we in person fully, or could it, you know, the remote world is open all sorts of possibilities to touch people. And I know from a mentoring and it's all we had for a period of time, and young people don't mind looking at their phones, reaching people in that way, as opposed to bringing them to a lovely part of Halethorpe, I might add, but bringing them to your side of town when they live, let's say, in Northern Towson.
Sure. We have both opportunities. We have in-person, virtual, and a hybrid of those. With our new facility, they are going to be in person, but I think COVID has given us some opportunity to be able to access people in different areas and making sure that we're having that from a volunteer and a student perspective. So we have all those opportunities will be available.
Have a little coffee. Mandy Snyder's here from Junior Achievement. I held up my Cole Roofing mug, and I had to remind myself that Billy Cole inspired all of this Baltimore positive nonsense. So you see Billy out there, give him a hard time. I got a little Royal Farms Kona here blend in the cup too as well. John Balog's been our friend for a long time at Goodwill and sponsoring what we do, but also bringing forth great conversations and stories. Jonathan, for you, give me a little Goodwill update too on XL, because every couple of weeks I know you guys are making progress. We're getting into the summertime now. This hot season, and there's always a way to help out folks at Goodwill. I keep talking about the truck coming to my place. The longer I put it off, the bigger the truck's going to need to be. I'm promising you this. We've moved beyond the van. We're on the six wheels now.
Just let me know when you're ready, and we'll take care of it. Before I start, I want to give try to get Mandy some help. I know she's looking for people to work in her department. So Nestor, if you know anybody interested in development, Mandy, you have 3 or 4 jobs open.
So
we all have help wanted signs. Like, what does that, Mandy, tell me seriously. I mean, and I know people looking for jobs, right? Like, what are you looking for specifically right now, Junior Achievement?
We're looking for 4 development jobs and then 1 on our program team. So that simulated town I was telling you about, we're looking for someone to run that. A development director getting out, meeting with the community, making some strategic partnerships, someone to plan through our events, someone to manage our volunteers, and someone to help us write some grants. So we are building up our team, and we're really excited about that. It's going to be a really exciting year for us. So thank you, Jonathan, for mentioning that. I appreciate that.
Sure.
I love inspiring tomorrows and all that. John, update me on Goodwill and what's going on besides me having lots and lots of stuff to give away because it's springtime and all that. Dude, all the gloomy weather in May and all the rain and stuck in the wheat, you know, like all of that, it just made me clean more. Everything but I haven't shaved today, but everything else around here is clean. Believe me, I've been boxing and bagging for you good folks.
We appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, like always, I mean, donate your material goods. We'll always take that. Spring's a great time to bring it over to us. We're open for donations Wednesday through Sunday from 10 to 4. So anytime, you know, you have a carload or a truckload, you can bring it by. And we always appreciate that. You mentioned the Excel Center. We're still working, kind of have the same goal of the second quarter of 2023, and I'll have more updates well, you know, later in the summer, I think is when we'll have a better idea of that opening date. So we're excited about that. That's the adult high school that you and I have talked about a few times. And that's going to be our big initiative, obviously, in 2023. But this year, we are moving along with our pharmacy technician training. We are also going to be partnering with the Y at their location in Druid Hill, which is really exciting. So we're going to offer some services.
Shout out to John Huey, because I know he listens. So there you go.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, man, I appreciate everything you guys do. We're taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on the road, presented in part by our good friends at Goodwill. I have the 100-year shirt here. We're now at 103, I guess, at this point. It's also brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I have some Betty Boop scratch-offs to give away, as well as our friends at Window Nation, where they're doing 2 for $2 all during June. I've got new windows. You get some new windows as well. Make sure you're supporting all of our friends and all of our partners and sponsors. Mandy, good luck to you guys at Junior Achievement. If I can help you, and I'm always trying to inspire tomorrow, you know, and one of the interesting things about hearing about centers opening and dreams, we talk about XL. I had Lisa on a couple weeks ago, is I'm getting old enough now that like I talk about them when they're in the planning stages and then I get to see them open. Right. So it's before COVID and after COVID. So I'm looking forward to having you on again in the future. We'll continue to talk about educating young people and getting you some volunteers over there at Thirsty Volunteers, I might add, over in Halethorpe. It's great having you on, Mandy.
Thanks so much, Nestor. I appreciate it.
Mandy Snyder from Junior Achievement, my pal Jonathan Baylog from Goodwill Industries, bringing in part our Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're moving out. Speaking of breweries, 31 breweries, 31 crab cakes, 31 days. That is the month of August. We'll be taking the tour out on the road. We're putting more partnerships together. And I have a big announcement for the 17th of June. I'm not giving it away, but there's a special soccer announcement happening on the 16th. And like we all do here, I'm preparing for success and for revelation and for celebration. We're going to be doing all that on the 17th, and hopefully, cross our fingers, we'll have some World Cup soccer here in 2026. I don't want to lose sight of that during a month where we got baseball going on, we got football going on, and certainly a big soccer thing. So circle the 17th as a day of celebration if you love soccer. I am Nestor. We are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.